Bandy, did you enjoy your weekend off?
Nice coming down, watching the old team. Good performance by Hyde, and took the chances against Trafford. When Trafford got it back to 1-1, I thought might have pushed on, but then broke away and Hyde took over after that.
Being from Seal Park, which is, shall we say, a bit exposed to the elements, would you fancy one of these 3G surfaces there?
I'm old school, I'd rather stick with the grass. If it's off, it's off. But again, decent crowd today. People wanting to watch a non-league game. So I know there's only a few on today, but this was probably the only one round here that definitely was going to be on today.
Can you see the merits of the plastic? I know your style of play would have suited grass a bit more. But...
Well, I had a season at Woodley, didn't I?
Yeah.
Paying for it now. but again, financially and everything else that goes with it now, there's never really going to be a game off. And then obviously teams can use it, the academy side, through the week and five-a-side matches and that through the pace, everything towards keeping the club running. So, end of the day, clubs have got to survive, haven't they?
So I suppose it would help Mosley, because you're not one of the richest clubs around. You haven't moved for many years.
Again, it'd be up to the board if they felt it'd be right to have a 4G pitch as they are now. That's not mine or Lloyd's call. At the end of the day, it's best for the club. So we'll have to get probably a grant off the council to be able to set up in the first place.
In terms of Mosley, 14th in the table, roughly halfway through the season. Is that where you were hoping to be? Are you satisfied with that?
Honest answer, no. Just looking at the table then, and one of the Hyde fans, we probably dropped about 15 points, to be honest.
Really?
South Shields, 2-1 up with 3 minutes to go. Clitheroe, 1-0 up, minute to go. It's less... like I say, the ups and downs of our season's been, you beat Alty on penalties, again, good 3-0 draw, and then lose to Batman Valley week after, so we've just got to get consistency. Hopefully we'll have Michael Thomas back. He's been getting games with Winsford, come back a few weeks ago, but getting minutes under his belt. So hopefully Tom Fisher will be available soon. Had a bad injury last year. Been training with us. Jamie McClellan's got one more game left.
That's suspended?
Yeah, got 4 match suspension. Again, didn't have a game today, so he'll miss next Saturday against Combe. We've just got to be, a bit like I'd have done, we've just got to win games. And Prescott, they've not lost many, they've not drawn many, they just get a little run together, and there's not many points between 14th and 6th or 7th in the league at the moment, so you get on that little run, 4 or 5 wins, you can put yourself in playoffs.
But as a manager or a co-manager with Lloyd Morrison, how do you get that consistency from your team?
The top, if we knew.
Exactly, yeah.
Again, it's... if you spoke to Phil O'Hacker, sometimes it's injuries, suspensions, work commitments... at this level, weddings, you know, a combination of things.
So it helps if you can put out the same or the 11 you pick each time?
Well, again, if you can get most of the 11 that have been playing well, again, we lose some of them through injuries or, like I say, suspensions. We just got to get consistency. Our level, it seems some teams, instead of keeping with the same 11 or 16, just go out and change the old team again. And like today, we've come watching... You never say the same team will be playing the same for Trafford next week. I know they had a few injuries and quite a few of their team out with a virus, so it's part parcel of non-league football, I think.
Was it a blow to when Halifax asked for Marco Basic to go back?
Yeah, because he just started playing. Yeah. Well, he'd been playing well, but then they've called him back, and sort of frustrating thing is he's not been in their squad, so... he could have played 2-3 games before he would have gone back. I know he's going to be away at the end of December. He already had a family commitment, but 3 or 4 more games for us wouldn't have done him any harm.
You brought in Harry Pratt, though, from Charlie. He's on a month's loan.
Yeah, well, he's actually... Yeah, he's done well the first game. him and Liam did well, all right, against Ossie at Albion. He's only a young kid, plenty of potential. Again, that's most of our team. The potential's there. We've just got to get him together and hopefully make a light push at playoffs.
You believe you can do that?
Yeah, again, if we get the right people back, and I said we've got have a good week's training. We were going to try and sort a friendly out for Tuesday, but if this weather carries on that, we yeah. have to be far beside or something, or indoors somewhere.
Finally, today at Ewan Fields, Sam Berkeley, your nephew, remembered, tragically lost last week.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for the family. But it's a nice gesture by Hyde to do a minute's applause. We haven't got a game till the 23rd at home at Mosley. I sent an email to the club beginning of the week, and we'll be doing the same minute silence, armband, and the Mosley flag will be at half mass. Just feel for Gary and Sarah, and lose mum and dad and all the family, really. Scott and Charlie, Sam's brother and sister. 14's no age. It was a pleasure.
It's very, very sad, isn't it? Cheers, Bandy. Thank you.